Thank you for tuning in and listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Please enjoy the sermon from May 21st Sunday service.
I just want to say that we believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
And the gift that was in operation this morning was the gift of prophecy, and that's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we believe in every single gift that's mentioned there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The gift of prophecy is one of them. And we believe that these gifts can manifest at any time during the service. And we give room for those gifts to be in operation. So just want to make mention of that, that it's important that we let the Lord have his unhindered way. And it's interesting how what Pastor Raff mentioned this morning, and then the prophecy, and then the singing of the fact that we need the Lord today. We really need the Lord. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to go to 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. And it's interesting because last week I was in 2 Kings chapter 4. And now I'm in 2 Kings chapter 5, beginning at verse 14. And I want to share for a few moments on pursuing the wrong things can lead to spiritual death. How many know even as Christians we can become distracted? We can be distracted away from the things of the Lord. We can get, even as believers, we can get on the wrong path. The enemy in these last days of time is intensifying his pressure upon every single believer. And friends, we need to be prepared for the battles that lie ahead. That's a very low amen.
Amen.
We need to be prepared for the battles that lie ahead. Someone said to me not too long ago, well, it looks like everything's over. We can go back to normal. How many know that the enemy is still at work? And it's not finished yet. And so we need to be spiritually prepared. We need to be discerning in this hour. Yes. To know what is from Satan, what is from the flesh, and that which comes directly from God himself. Amen. And so this message is a warning to each and every one of us not to be led astray. To stay focused on the will of God for us. To stay focused on the things of the Lord in this day and age. Father, I just want to pray this morning, as your word goes forth today, Lord Jesus, I just pray that your word would become so real to us. Father, I pray this morning that it would find a resting place in our hearts and minds and spirits in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray against the work of the enemy. I pray against the devices of the enemy this morning. I bind every hindering spirit today in the name of Jesus. Let your will become so real to us this morning. Father, I pray that the direction that you give us as believers would become so real to us, even on a daily basis. Father, I'm going to ask this today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 14. And here we have the story, the ending of the story of Naaman. In this story, Naaman had leprosy. He was a commander of the army of Syria. And the prophet told him to go down to the Jordan River and go under seven times, and he would be healed. Now, he wanted something different at the beginning. He wanted the prophet to come out, wave his hand over him, and do some sort of miracle that right there and then. But God wanted to humble. Let me say it again. God wanted to humble this commander, to let him know who's in charge. And friends, let me tell you, at the end of the day, it's God who's in charge. Hallelujah. It's God who sits on the throne. Hallelujah. So he went down and dipped 7 times, verse 14 says, in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was totally and completely clean in the name of Jesus. Can God still do miracles? Yes, he can. Verse 15, and he returned to the man of God, he and all his aides, and came and stood before him and said, indeed, now I know there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, therefore, please take a gift from your servant. Elisha said, as the Lord lives before whom I stand, I will receive nothing. Friends, if there's ever been a time that we need men of God like Elisha, it is today. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not going to take anything. And the Bible says, and he urged him to take it. Please, take it, take it, take it. But he refused. Do you know why Elijah refused the gift? Because he didn't want the gift to be associated with the miracle. That if you perform a miracle, you therefore deserve a gift. How many know the miracle comes free of charge? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. It comes free of charge. You know, it disturbs me when I get a letter in the mail from an evangelist or some ministry, and they say, if you have a prayer request, write it down. And along with the prayer request, could you send your biggest gift? Yeah. We should never mix the miracles and the working of God and prayer with money. You know, there's going to be a lot of surprises when you get to heaven. Let me say it again. There's going to be a lot of surprises when you get to heaven. Let me say it again. There's going to be a ton of surprises when you get to heaven. You're going to expect to see someone and they're not going to be there. I have personally been at the core of some of the largest ministries in North America, and let me tell you, I have been disappointed over and over and over again. Because it seems to always be about money. But here the prophet said, listen, I don't need your gift. I'm not going to let you associate this gift with the miracle that you just received. And friends, we have to be careful when we receive something from someone else, that there's not something tied to it. Are you hearing me? There's not something tied to it. Are you listening to me this morning? He urged him to take it, but Elijah Elisha refused. In fact, when he came to Elisha's house, Elisha didn't even come out to meet him. But he was the quarterback of the New York Jets. Are you listening to me this morning? He didn't even come out to meet him. He sent his servant to give him the news to go down to the Jordan and dip 7 times. Because you know what? There's no partiality with God. Are you hearing me this morning? There's no partiality with God. God doesn't care how much money you have in the bank. God is looking at your heart this morning. He's looking inside of your heart, and he wants to see a heart that hungers after God and thirsts after his word. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. There's always a book to sell. There's always a book to write. Then go down to verse 20. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God. You know, Gehazi saw the miracles. He experienced the power of Almighty God. He knew that his master was a mighty man of God. And yet there was something in his heart that was not right before God. And he said, look, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, while not receiving from his hands what he brought. But as the Lord lives, I will run after him and take something from him. Think about it this morning. The prophet just said, I don't need anything. I don't need your money. How many know the person that's going to sustain you in your deepest trouble is Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Hallelujah. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Praise the Lord. But there was something in him, just like there was something in Judas. The Bible says he ran after Naaman. Verse 21, so Gehazi pursued Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, can you imagine? There he is running. I know what you want me to do. You want me to run down the aisle, come down the other side, like I did a month or so ago. You know, we can be on the wrong path, even as believers. We can allow the darkness in our heart, the greed in our spirit, to cause us to run after that which is of Satan. And he ran after him. And Naaman got down from the chariot to meet him and said, is all well? And he said, all is well. My master has sent me. Lie. Lie. You know, when you pursue the wrong things in life, when you get off track and away from the things of God and the desires of the Holy Spirit, it's amazing how your flesh can sin. I've heard so many people say, oh, I'd never do that. You'd be surprised what you can do when you get off the path that God has for you, his precious will for your life. He said, is all well? Gehazi says, my master has sent me, saying, indeed, just now two young men of the sons of the prophets have come to me from the mounts of Ephraim. Give them a talent of silver and two changes of garments. Oh, that sounds like a nice tale, doesn't it? In other words, he was saying, oh, there's somebody in need. There's somebody in need. Can you just give me what you were going to give the prophet? Because there's somebody in need. What a bunch of lies. What a tale of doom. Friends, it's serious business when we get away from the will of God. When we start pursuing something that is not in the heart of Jesus Christ, it's serious business. And it can happen to anyone in this room today. We get away from prayer. We get away from reading the Bible. We're too busy with this. We're too busy with that. Friends, I would rather live in a poverty-stricken mansion, if that's possible. I don't know why I said that. Than to have everything that the world has to offer. You know, you can have the blessing of God, but when you lose it, you can live in a mansion, but you don't have God on your side. He has deserted you. And so Naaman said in verse 23, then Naaman said, please take two talents. And he urged him. I don't think he had to urge very strongly. And bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments and handed them to two of his servants, and they carried them on ahead of him. He even got his own servants in the plot. Listen to me, because I'm speaking to somebody here this morning. You've gotten outside the will of God. You've gotten away from the calling that's on your life. And you've let the devil push you around. And it's time to stand up against him in the name of Jesus and get back on that path that God has laid out for you. And God will bless you. He will pour out upon you of his Holy Spirit like you've never seen before. Verse 24, and when he came to the citadel, he took them from their hand, and he didn't give them to somebody in need. He stored them away in the house. Then he let the men go, and they departed. Now he went in and stood before his master Elisha and said to him, Elisha said to him, where did you go, Gehazi? And he said, your servant did not go anywhere. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I've been here all along in my house, minding my own business. You know, it takes a lot of guts to lie to the prophet. Are you hearing me? I've had people lie to me right to my face. It takes a lot of guts, really, to be there in the prophet's presence and in the presence of God and lie. I think there's a lot of lying going on in the house of God. Are you hearing me this morning? There's a lot of lying going on in the house of God. You say, I don't like that. Tell me something nice. I got to tell you the truth.
Yeah, come on. Truth.
Your servant did not go anywhere. But you know what? God sees everything. You and I cannot hide anything from God. Are you hearing me this morning? No matter how hard we try to hide our sins and our heart that has drifted away from the Lord, God can see directly into our hearts, and He knows the condition of our hearts. We all know Christianese. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God. But God sees past all that. And He knows if our heart is after Him. He's looking for our heart this morning that's sold out to Him. Are you hearing me this morning? He's looking for a heart that's soft and tender before His presence and trembles at His words. And the prophet said to him, did not my heart go with you when the man turned back from his chariot to meet you? The prophet saw because God revealed it to him. God knows the bitterness in your heart. God sees the unforgiveness in your heart this morning. He sees the lukewarmness that has invaded your life. But this morning, He's giving you the opportunity to repent of those things and let the fire of God begin to burn once again in your heart. That's what God's after. He doesn't care how much you own. He doesn't care how much money you have in the bank. What He's concerned about is the fire in your soul. Hallelujah. And this is the question that all of us have to answer this morning, even those who think they're real spiritual. He says, is it time to receive money and to receive clothing and olive groves and vineyards and sheep and oxen and male and female servants? Is it time to lie so you can get a so-called blessing? Why not let God bring the blessing? Hallelujah. Let God bless your life as you walk in obedience to Him. Let Him pour out your spirit, His spirit upon you. Hallelujah. What time is it? It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to lay it all on the altar. It's time to say to God, Lord, I'm not going to let anything hinder me. I'm not going to let anything distract me this morning. There is a desire in my heart that's been placed there by the Holy Spirit, and I just want to follow God. And whenever I have to give up, I'm willing to do it. Hallelujah. I'm willing to do it. To much is given, much is required. In Gehazi, much was given because he followed the prophet and he saw what God could do. You say, well, I there's no time for excuses. The days of excuses are over. It's time to press in with God. It's time to read the Word and study it and meditate upon it and let it change you and transform you. I hate to read verse 27, but I got to read it because it's in the context of all the verses that I've just read. Therefore, he pronounces judgment upon Gehazi. Therefore, the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and your descendants forever. You say, why didn't God give him another chance? Give another chance, give another chance, give another chance. Give him another chance, give another chance. Because he was out of chances. God says, my spirit will not always strive with men. And even with believers, there comes a time where God says, enough is enough. It's time to get serious with God. The Bible says, let the leprosy of Naaman. Leprosy is a type of sin. You know why some people are bound? It's because they're walking in disobedience to God. The Bible says, it shall cling to you and your descendants. Did you know the decisions that we make can impact future generations? Our lukewarmness can affect our children and our children's children. You should thank God today that there's a pastor behind this pulpit that's willing to tell you the truth. And he went out from his presence leprous, as white as snow. That doesn't have to be our story. I'm delivering this message this morning to give you an opportunity. I'm preaching this message this morning to give you an opportunity. To say, God, this is the day that I'm going to make a decision that I've never made before. I'm sold out to you. I'm fully surrendered to you. Whatever you ask me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And let me tell you, I feel and sense prophetically this morning that there are ministry gifts in this house today that God wants to ignite. Are you hearing me this morning? There are gifts and abilities and talents that God wants to ignite. But before he does that, he's got to deal with the heart. Can have a lot up here in the head. But it's the heart that God's concerned about. And this morning, the Holy Spirit is impressing on me. And I know there are people here in this house that are struggling. Just bring your struggles to the Lord. Lay them at the foot of the cross. He's here today because he loves you and cares for you and wants you on that path that he's laid out for you. You say, Pastor, am I going to be on TV and have a worldwide radio ministry? Probably not. But if you're obedient to God and whatever he asks you to do, that's what's important to him. Are you hearing me? That's what's important to him. Glory to God. It's not the vastness of something that God is concerned about. It's the giving of ourselves over to Him. You know what I find interesting about this story in conclusion? Jesus knew about Judas long before Judas was revealed. And yet he still washed his feet. I wonder how long Elisha knew what was in Gehazi's heart. And yet he still allowed him to follow the prophet. Sometimes we can be so close and yet so far, far away. We can grow up in a Christian home and still not have the fire of the Holy Spirit. I've been thinking a lot about my dad lately. He died almost 17 years ago. But he had a heart for the Lord. And I remember many days waking up as a child and hearing him praying in the basement. Many times he was ridiculed, even by church members, because he loved to talk about Jesus. Well, they were all watching soap operas at camp. He was seeking the Lord. One thing stuck with me. He said, "Son, I'd rather worship in a barn and have the presence of God than to be in the fanciest building known to man and be devoid of the Spirit of the Lord." And that's what I'm after. Will you bow your heads this morning? Hallelujah. Lord, let your presence, let the conviction of the Holy Spirit settle in amongst us, not to condemn us, but to reveal those things in our hearts that we need to repent of. Lord, you love us so much that you have given us your Holy Spirit to work in our hearts. Lord, I pray today that our hearts would be softened in your presence, cleansed by your precious blood. Lord, look in my heart. Look in Pastor Raff's heart. Look in the council members' hearts. Look in every leader's heart in this house, every member of this church, every born-again believer that's sitting in these pews and chairs this morning. Lord, zero in upon us. Bring brokenness, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Birth a new fire in us, Lord, that we've never experienced before. Awaken us in the midnight hour, maybe even 3 o'clock in the morning, and Lord, cause us to pray. Let there be an increased desire, not a religious pursuit, but an inward desire formed by the Holy Spirit to know you more. to grow. To grow. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let today be a fresh start, Lord. Maybe some things will come to seed because we're praying. We've got so caught up with the Holy Spirit. His glory has filled our hearts. And nothing else matters. Oh, God. Do it, I pray, this morning. In Jesus' name. Can somebody say amen this morning?
Amen.
Can somebody say amen this morning?
Amen.
Can somebody just praise God this morning? Thank Him for His word today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. Join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to see you.